Fatima, where heaven and earth have met. Since the day our Blessed Mother visited her cousin Elizabeth, she has never stopped visiting her people and care for them in time of need, reminding them of the gospel of her son. This happened in Guadalupe, Mexico, and then in Lourdes, France. Let us now hear what was the purpose and message of her visitation in Fatima on every 13th of the month from May to October in 1917. Here now is the director of Radio Maria Canada, Father George Amaro.
Finally, the so-promised program of the Radio Maria Canada director. In the last message before the summer, I did promise you that we would start to do this program, which is a program that every director of Radio Maria around the world in the 67 stations, the director always has a daily program about the doctrine of the Church. Is one of the main points of this station, Radio Maria, which is divided as a programmation, divided in precisely in doctrine, formation. It is a formative radio. It is indeed a formative radio. If I had to compare this radio with other radios, this is exclusively a formative radio, not an informative radio. All the others are, they can be formative and informative, most informative. But for information, we have so many other radios and means of communication, because that's what they are, informative. But we need also some formation, and so this radio is divided in three: formation, religious formation, doctrinal formation from the Catholic Church, and then liturgy, so you can pray in the radio with the radio, the Mass and other, the Rosary and other other devotions, and then you can also grow in humanly, so in many human sciences like psychology, even recipes to make at home in your kitchen. So this is very complete, this radio. It's formative radio. So the my part in this radio is this daily program, but Radio Maria Canada, unlike other Radio Marias, we transmit, we broadcast in three languages, not just in English. We also broadcast in Spanish and in Italian, so I have to make the same program in the other two channels, and that makes it difficult to be a daily program. But anyway, we will see. We start to do it weekly, and maybe rebroadcast in the other days, and then we go from there. As I promised to you too, that this program should be is live and is interactive. You may phone the station or send WhatsApp messages or Facebook messages, but don't do it now, because we are not set up for that, and probably won't be set up before we move to the new location. So that's not for now. It is still live, but not, but you cannot interact with the program yet. But lately, when we are able to do that, that will be very good for me and for you. So I know I have some feedback from what I say, and your questions can be answered in real time. Okay, so the Consolata Missionaries, it's today it's a big introduction, a personal introduction to Fatima, because what I mean to say is that Fatima is not something that I have learned, or it's not something that I have just lived because I grew up there, but it is something that started before me. And somehow, as you are going to listen, I am linked with Fatima, and I cannot avoid it. That's historically, I was linked with Fatima even before I became what I am now. So to understand this better, I need to speak to you about my religious order, which is the Consolata Missionaries. We are here in Toronto, we have been here for quite some time, and also in Montreal. The Consolata Missionaries, they are a religious order, an Italian religious order, founded in Turin, north of Italy, in a region that is called Piemonte. Yeah, means feet, so it's at the foot of the mountains, and of course you know what are these mountains, the Alps. They were founded by Blessed Joseph Alamano. Blessed Joseph Alamano is the nephew of a saint, Joseph Cafasso. His uncle was the brother of his mother. And he was born in Castelnuovo d'Asti, which is now called Castelnuovo di Don Bosco, because it's the same village where Don Bosco was born. As a matter of fact, Giuseppe Alamano started off being a student of Don Bosco. But lately he left Don Bosco, he left the house of Don Bosco, and he wanted to become a priest, a diocesan priest. And his elder brothers told him, well, why don't you think it over? It looks like you are in haste, that's too soon for you. And they tried to prevent him from entering the seminary. But he answered them in a nicely phrase. He said, God is calling me today. I don't know if he's calling me tomorrow. So he indeed entered the diocesan seminary and he became a priest. And lately he became the rector of the sanctuary of Our Lady of Consolata. Consolata means consolation, of course, but we never translate, we never say, even here in Canada or in the United States, or even in Portugal, we use the name Consolata, not consolation, because Consolata means both things. Means she is consoled and she consoles. So, you cannot translate that. Those two meanings in any other word. So this is in the dialect of Piemonte, that is called Piemontese. So they say consula, and consula means being consoled and consoler. So we console Our Lady of Consolata when we do what we are supposed to do, and she is consoled by us, but she also consoles us in our difficult times, and especially she consoles her missionaries. Okay, Our Lady of Consolata is the patron saint of the city of Turin. So it's not just our patron saint. Before it became our patron saint, she was the patron saint of the city of Turin, and is still the patron saint of the city of Turin. Our founder never stopped being a a diocesan priest. He wanted to become a missionary. He wanted to become a missionary before, but his health was very fragile always, so he would never be able to accomplish this dream. So, interestingly enough, in a way, we can say with St. Augustine, Felix Culpo, we can say, thanks God that our founder was sick. We can say that, because if he was healthy, he would have been a missionary, but he would be a single missionary. But because he was sick and he couldn't not accomplish his dream of being a missionary, then he came up with a different way to become a missionary. He became the father of missionaries. So he founded this institution, the Consolata Missionaries. He never became a member of the Consolata Missionaries because he thought he would never be a missionary. But that was his way of being a missionary. He always remained a diocesan priest and the rector of the Consolata Sanctuary. But he became a missionary through his missionaries. And in 1901, he founded the Consolata Missionaries Agentes. So we are a religious order. We exist only for agentes. That means we go where there is the gospel has not been heard yet. As a matter of fact, I can tell you one country where there were no Christians almost, Mongolia. We went to Mongolia years ago and there were 100 Christians, 100 Catholics in Mongolia. Now there are over 1,000, and the first bishop of Mongolia is a consolata missionary. His name is George too, like me. So that's how it started, the Consolata Missionaries, and indeed they came up to Portugal in 1943. In 1943, the Consolata Missionaries came to Portugal, and of that I will tell you later, after a small pause. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. We were saying that the Consolata Missionaries came to Portugal. They were founded by Giovanni. They were founded by Joseph Alamano, Blessed Joseph Alamano, in 1901, and they came to Portugal in 1943. It was John De Marchi, or Giovanni De Marchi, that brought them to Portugal. This is a very interesting character. In just 1 year, he opened a house in Fatima. Precisely. You see, you can see now that how the things are coming together. The consulate, the missionaries were founded in Fatima by this John De Marchi, that passed away in the 1st of January 2003, and is buried there in the cemetery of Fatima, where Francis, little Francis, was buried for the first years, and after, of course, his body was dug and is now buried in the Basilica, in the first Basilica. So this De Marchi came and is the founder not just of Portugal, but also the United States and Ethiopia. And Ethiopia. In Ethiopia, he was the refounder, because the Italians had conquered the north of Ethiopia, that is now an independent country, Eritrea, and then attempted to colonize the rest of Ethiopia, but they couldn't do so. And so the Ethiopians expelled all the missionaries, all the Italian missionaries from the country. And this John De Marchi refounded the consulate missionaries in Ethiopia, but not with the name of the consulate missionaries, because that name was already known by the government, but with the name of Fatima Fathers. So there you are, Fatima Fathers. And of course, it's all very interesting, very ironic, because Ethiopia was indeed my first mission. I ended up there and I stayed there for 7 years. Okay, so this John De Marchi is also very important for Fatima in itself, because he knew Lucia, and he spoke with Lucia many times. As a matter of fact, the first book about Fatima, and the most read, is the book that he wrote, John De Marchi. It is reprinted in many languages, and it's written in a very interesting language for children, written for children, because the children were the protagonists of Fatima. And he wrote this book because he knew not just Lucia, but also the father of Francis, little Francis, and Jacinta. This Don Marto, that was his name, Don Marto used to come to our house, to our seminary. He used to come and give us the money that they were giving him. They were giving him lots of money, and he would come and bring the money, bring the money to John De Marchi for the missions. Was a very holy man, and you will later on, when we speak about Fatima, I'll tell you that he's the first believer of Fatima. The first believer of Fatima is the father of Jacinta and Francisco. Yes, so he was a very good man, and he gave us things that belonged to little Francis, his cap. He gave us his cap. We have it in our museum. Okay, so that's how Fatima comes about. We started in Fatima. The seminary was open on 1944, and I entered that very same seminary that John De Marchi has opened in 1969. In 1969, I entered there. Okay, but how it comes that I entered there and not any other seminary. Also, that was already prophetized somehow. It was already written in the books. My parents married in 1952. It was a holy year. And they marry in my village at 3 in the morning. It was an illegal or clandestine marriage because the parents of my mother never wanted her to be married, never allowed her to marry, and so she had to run away from home. Both. Run away from home. Now my mother was 35 years. She was 12 years older than my dad. They marry at 3 in the morning. They got the priest. They were in communication with the priest. So the three of them with the witness, they went to the church at 3 in the morning, and that was it. The marriage. But of course, there should be a mass, and at that time a mass could not be celebrated at that time of the day. So providentially, there was a pilgrimage from my village to Fatima, and so my after the marriage, they took. You know, some celebration, a very poor celebration, because that was a clandestine marriage, although valid. They had run away from home. It's a very interesting loving story. We could do a movie about it. Then they board the bus to Fatima, because there was a pilgrimage from my village to Fatima. And there in Fatima, they participated in the mass, and they finalized the marriage in that mass. Okay, well, when they came from Fatima, they came already married, and of course their family didn't like it at all. But you know, it was, as we say in French, a fait accompli. There was nothing you can do about it. Well, there in Fatima, since my mother was not common to marry at the age of 35, so she thought that probably because she was marrying too late and she was too old to be able to conceive, she thought that maybe I'm not going to conceive. But so, because she feared that, but of course she wanted to have kids, so she promised, if I conceive, one of my kids will become a missionary, because she herself wanted to be a missionary. She was a very prominent figure in the church in my village. She was a catechist, and she was a singer, and she always wanted to be a missionary. But of course, that was a dream she would never be able to put in practice, exactly like our founder, Joseph Alamano. Could never be a missionary. So in as much as my mother personally would never be a missionary, but she was the mother of one. So it came to her. I asked her many times, was it a promise that you promised that if you had kids, one would be a missionary, a priest? Or were you asking the grace from God, from Our Lady of Fatima, to give you a son that would be a missionary priest? She was never able to answer me that. I don't know if it was a promise or if it was a grace that she has asked. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The thing is that she was the mother of five. Three boys and two girls. I am the third boy. And of course, it was on the first boy to accomplish that dream, to be a missionary priest. Antonio went to the seminary, to the Divine World Fathers. And 1 year after, he came out. it was not his cup of tea. He came out. Well, my mother, for a week or longer than a week, she couldn't be consoled. She cried. So her dreams were not coming true. And, there was another boy, Carlos, before me, George. And, it seems that nobody consoled my mother. It seems that there was nothing that could console her. I've never seen my mother that way, crying day after day, for a full week. I was a bit fed up of that, or a bit empathic with that. And so, I don't know what came to my mind, but remember, I can understand that, God works wonders, and he takes advantage of many things. I guess he took advantage of the Oedipus complex. That was the time I was six years of age. And so I was in that phase, in that psychological phase, that I was very much attracted to my mother and look at my father as a rival, an enemy, so to say. And so, but also, I had the feeling that my mother didn't like me. I had the feeling that my mother didn't like me. So I had my chances now. Let us conquest her. And so I thought that, I told her, in my little voice, look, stop crying, because I will become a missionary. I will take his place, the place of my elder brother, Antonio. I'll take his place. I'll become a missionary. I will go and I will go to the seminary and will never come out. I will come out as a missionary priest, as you wish. So, and I stop it here for today. But just with this, I became a consolata missionary. The religious order was not yet chosen, but yet my first act was to console my mother. My first act as a consolata missionary at the age of six was to console my mother. Of course, I did many other consolations later on, especially in Ethiopia, and still doing, which is the consolation of the gospel that any missionary has to bring to everybody, because there is no other way you can be consoled other than the gospel.
You have been listening to Fatima, Where Heaven and Earth Have Met, with Father George Amaro. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that this program is an encouragement to you. Please join us here on Radio Maria Canada every Thursday at 10:30 a.m., where Father George Amaro will continue his teaching about our Blessed Mother and the significance of Fatima.